So the next thing we do now is, so we talk a little bit about kind of why you picked it and so on. So maybe the first question I'll ask you then is why you chose that particular text.
Well, honestly, because it spoke to me the most. Because it seems like things are quite different in the world, and yet they're still the same issues. And the language in this text is perhaps different than people might speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
This being 40 years later, or almost 40 years later, but the attitude is not that different for many people I know in certain ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's sort of this altruistic notion of what art or an artist could be, and that maybe isn't so exactly clear in this text,
mm-hmm.
but it's something that I think a lot of people, I really appreciate the work they're making right now. A lot of people I know really embrace this altruistic notion that art has this place that isn't necessarily magical, but it is really playful and dynamic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Magical meaning that only one person can do it, or that there's some secret code. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't know what you mean. Well, it's just, I think maybe one of the things that people were questioning was this idea that the artist somehow had special powers. You know, I mean,
Yeah. Because
some of the people seem to actually still think that, and some of the people are really kind of radically questioning that.
So what people do, who are the people?
Okay, let me see, because it's all kind of blurring together, but I think that, I don't think Dan Graham necessarily thought that, you know, the artist had had special powers, really, but...
He's saying that the artist doesn't have special powers.
Okay, who do you think doesn't? I think Selma Brody is asking some hard questions, I think. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think now of the others. It's tricky because some of them are kind of following the whole. Some of them kind of do and don't. You know, I mean, some people seem to believe that in the same text you'll see sometimes. Opinions that the artist is in the perfect place to make social change, and then there are other points in the same text you will see kind of why is the artist in the position to do this more, you know, than anyone else. Do you know what I mean? I mean a lot of the texts are kind of full of contradictions.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. I mean, in this text, of course, they're completely run-on sentences and fragmented ideas that share alliterations.
Mm-hmm.
Which are sometimes, I mean, they just seem really kind of tongue-in-cheek,
mm-hmm.
Making them a little less powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the way I read it. Maybe it's the way I read it aloud. I don't really know, but mm-hmm. it's the way it seems to be on the page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a little overly simplified,
mm-hmm.
and a little pissed off, you know?
Yeah. Maybe one
of the differences is that most people I know, my personal experience making art right now and making art that is about, you know, social change and ideas about the city and space and the public, people aren't actually pissed off or angry or feel ripped off. I think people right now feel like, oh, well, this is just the thing, it's just the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, so
you know, there's definitely a cynical attitude in the text, and
mm-hmm. yeah, but then I mean, that's kind of an interesting difference. I mean, in terms of why, like, say, why would there be? I'm trying to think how to say this. I mean, because I mean, some of the other texts actually are fairly optimistic, but why do you think? So, if this particular text is cynical, and maybe people are not kind of coming out of cynicism in the same way, then what is that difference?
Well, in this text, it's really about creating an opposition and really thinking about society as being something outside of yourself, which is, in fact, a complete contradiction to the way I know I speak with people about what's going on with our practices right now that have to do with society and groups and inclusion and social movements and ecological movements and ideas of the city and urban space.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the key word is we, and then the action is about responsibility and playfulness and provocation,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Self-knowledge, education,
mm-hmm.
and it isn't about separating and defining and creating boundaries and parameters by which to define one's position. I think that's a really outdated way of thinking.
Do you think that maybe one of the reasons why, say, Dan Graham is taking that position at the time is because he was still thinking of the artist as this kind of rebel, you know, of the individual who was against society, and society was seen, you know, in terms of kind of social conformity and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think, and maybe that's, in fact, maybe at this time, and it was a similarly different era at that time in America.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, there was a lot of social tension and maybe a lot more opposition. Mm-hmm. Or not opposition, what is it called? Maybe there's a lot of sort of opposites about class and lifestyles and things like that,
mm-hmm.
which this predates my birth, so I can't even relate to it,
yeah,
you know, in those terms. I can relate to it as like seeing photos and knowing history and film and news and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not part of my life experience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Maybe, I mean, this is a similar question maybe to the one I was asking before, but I mean, do you think that, like, if one were to write a similar statement today, would you use the same language? I mean, what language would you use that would maybe be similar or would be different? I mean, this is sort of similar to what I was asking before in terms of what has changed, but it's also a question of how do we talk about art or how do we talk about politics?
Well, I guess I might even answer it almost the same way. I guess it depends on how you look at this text, because part of the text is really about defining the relationship of the artist, and then it really kind of quickly goes to the idea of periodicals and pop and magazines and essays and things like this. It alludes to writing as a process of validating the art, and then the collector validating the art, or the museum validating the art, practice, idea, movement, artist, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if we have exactly the same system anymore. I mean, I think the system still exists. It's still very similar, probably, to how it was then. I don't perceive it to be all that different. But then there's also other things that are available now,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that operate in different ways. I mean, the media certainly doesn't. It's still, like, pop culture magazines work that way, and I think, you know, even art magazines work that way. But I think media at large, there's more options, obviously, with the ability to share. The information sharing is completely different. It happens at a different level.
You say because of the internet, you mean?
So, yeah, basically, yeah, because we have, you know, email and blogs, and we have a massive amount of internet activity that is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It moves fast, and it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it's easier to find common ground and to share information. I don't know. I mean, I guess there's a kind of an attitude here that isn't about sharing. And I don't know, maybe to me personally, is that my attitude is more about sharing, and it's not about feeling ripped off or that, you know, like someone else might have more or less than me personally, or you know, it's not that kind of evaluation for me. It's just not my experience.
Mm-hmm.
But this text and these ideas are very familiar to me, you know, in many areas. I'm not even talking very clearly, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, if you're concerned, we can maybe talk for a bit more, and again, I can just sort of edit things.
Yeah, you can just fade me out when I ramble.
No, there's been some interesting, I think there's been some good stuff so far, you know what I mean? I think you're actually speaking fairly clearly, so don't worry.
But no, I mean, one of the hard things about critiquing this text is that it has this angry position of pissed off. I mean, you know, dig the shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pissed off is in the second paragraph, and pissing time away, and the labor of love, like it's some personal, like, you know, I ripped my heart out for you on a plate, and now you have to evaluate it. I mean, that kind of, like, thing is just, I don't even get it
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see people that have been that, I experienced it in the past, but it's not what I'm seeing happening right now, at least with the stuff I've been involved with here in Los Angeles, and
mm-hmm.
the different activities that are really about collectives, that are really about creating movements and pushing ideas that also, in a way, are quite, you know, radical in the sense that they aren't really about the museum or the gallery, but the museum and the gallery still embraces these
mm-hmm.
projects wholeheartedly right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even though these things can be collected and these things will be referred to and they will be cataloged and they are being written about, they're not being positioned in this oppositional sort of binary that he states. You know, they're not being, you know, objectified or subjectively treated in this really cut and dry, cold way.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just being handled in a way that's it's pretty refreshing for me. It's just really much more sort of sincere, and there is still an altruistic, idealistic play going on, but it literally is playful instead of like a charade or a sham, you know.
But I wonder as well. I mean, one thing I have noticed with some of the other texts as well. I mean, there is. I mean, it's macho as well. Sometimes it's a very kind of macho tone.
Oh, it's super macho. There's not one reference to something feminine here. You know, everything's he on top of it. His society, his public, his friends, himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone else is other.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone is telling a lot.
Times
have changed. Times have changed. It's not his world. You know, we live in our world.
Okay.
And we got a lot of things to say, and everything is, and you know, everything's cool. At least with me, it's like I want to hear, I want to listen, and I want to talk.
Okay.
And if you agree, that's cool. But agreeing's kind of boring, so let's disagree. You know,
right.
We don't have to be like pissed off about it.
Right.
That's kind of just old, you know. I mean, even I'm a big fan of politics, and even when you listen to political speakers, of course they're being political, but they're not oppositional. That's what's really interesting when you hear them talk. Mm-hmm. At least recently, they're really not being oppositional.
Mm-hmm.
They still will identify otherness, which is anything non-American, but you know, but even with that, there's this sense of like, oh, we're just going to make the circle bigger.
Mm,
it's very weird.
Mm. So even say since 2001, and you're with us and or against us, because I'm just thinking when at the same time I'm thinking of when Bush said you're with us or against us, you know, kind of just after 9/11.
Yeah, true. I was about to laugh. We haven't, like, if you listen to the media and the way things play right now, other than listening to Air America,
to
Air America, it's like the basic speak is not about that. It's like we, including Iraq, are going to, you know, change the world. It's very an inclusive argument. I guess the argument in a way is about inclusion, and that's the difference here. The argument in here is about exclusion, saying that the artist is necessarily excluded from this. And, or in other words, the responsibility is perceived to be on the artist's shoulders. And then he plays with that, saying that the artist could maybe be irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think, I don't know if it's really that paramount.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah.
I think it's more complicated than this. And maybe also, maybe there's just been a little bit of a culture shift because there's such a, what is it called? What's a good word to describe this that the internet has done and electronic communication has done, digital communication, has really leveled, you know, I mean, there's not such this intense hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there still is a political hierarchy, there still is a hierarchy of criticality and knowledge and things like that, and then there's also an area where we actually have a lot of common ground,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that wasn't available so easily in the past. You know, email makes us equal instantly.
Mm.
As soon as you reply, you're actually now equal, and you're not like permitted to have a parental tone in email. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's unacceptable. So I mean, even though that is a digression of this, it's that the language used in this is really out of date.
Yeah, because of that, because of the kind of extreme, because of the oppositional tone, you mean?
Well, I mean, the oppositional tone and the sexist position and the sort of, you know, this current of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And extremism.
Mm-hmm.
Extremism. I mean, it's like, oh, it's this or this, or, you know, maybe it's a game like Monopoly, but then it's not, you know. You know, these kinds of things.
Okay.
And it's a little jokey, you know. I mean, it's really a jokey text. I can't take it very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he meant it with his heart, you know, you can't right now take it that seriously. I tried to read it as seriously as possible, but I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's great.